$2 on tomorrow's paper. Listen to the Devil's Advocates today.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. It is the last segment of the day, so if you got something to say, hit us up right now, 844-967-2789. I know we got some callers holding, but I want to get some of the sound out from today. The Inflation Reduction Act. Senator Bernie Sanders, one of our favorites, he was out talking about this today. We have a little bit of sound. Evan, I'm going to need your help on this whenever you're ready. Let's start with Senator Sanders, cut number 10.
Millions of senior citizens are unable to afford to go to a dentist. Imagine that. In the richest country on earth, people, elderly people, can't afford to go to a dentist. Their teeth are rotting in their mouths.
Which is really amazing to me. Some of the things Bernie's just so matter-of-factly states, and you think about it.
He's always right. And he's always for the people.
I know.
He's never about, like, I'm so cool. Like Ted Cruz, it's always about Ted Cruz. Donald Trump, it's always about Donald Trump. Most politicians are narcissists. Bernie Sanders, like I in college, Dom, I don't think the man owns a comb or a brush.
I'll be your one now, Crudy.
Well, why would I need one now?
Right. More from Bernie. Maybe this is on the floor. I'm not clear where the sound source is. But let's hear our buddy Bernie cut 11.
Under this legislation, the fossil fuel industry will receive billions of dollars in new tax breaks and subsidies over the next 10 years, on top of the $15 billion in tax breaks and corporate welfare that they already receive every year.
Yeah, that's just what the petrochemical companies need. More perks, Dom, because they don't have enough perks like depletion.
Well, you had to get Manchin on. Perhaps that was one of the costs of doing so. Bernie Sanders, cut 12, please.
If you want to know why there is so much anger and so much frustration and so much disillusionment within our society today, it's important to understand that real weekly wages for the average American worker are lower today than they were 49 years ago.
Again, to the point. Let's hear more about the rigged economies from Senator Sanders, cut 13.
The people of this country believe, and in my view correctly, that we have a corrupt political system dominated by the wealthy and the powerful, and that we have a rigged economy.
It's rigged! Different sort of rigged, though.
Yes.
I agree with... The economy is rigged against the working class. I mean, even Donald Trump acknowledged, it's only the suckers that pay taxes. I hope to be rich enough someday, Dom, that I'm exempted from taxes, like Bezos or the Tesla dude.
A couple more from Sanders. We have some Schumer, and then your calls, 844-967-2789. Bernie, tell me how the people feel. Cut 14.
I think what is most frightening in terms of where the American people are politically today is that there is actually a growing number of Americans who believe that they may have to take up arms against their own government in order to accomplish what they think needs to be done.
Final cut from Bernie, cut 15.
All of this speaks to a very, very dangerous moment for American democracy, and in a number of ways it resembles the conditions that existed in Europe in the 1920s and early 1930s, which led to fascism and totalitarianism.
Again, right on point, Senator Sanders speaking regarding the Inflation Reduction Act. Chuck Schumer, a little more positive about it, on my understanding. Let's hear cut number 17.
Our bill reduces inflation, lowers costs, creates millions of good-paying jobs, and is the boldest climate package in U.S. history.
Bold. Big and bold. Cut 18, please.
This bill will kickstart the era of affordable clean energy in America. It's a game changer. It's a turning point. And it's been a long time in coming.
Yes, it has.
Electric cars will be more affordable because, you know, on my next car, it's got to be green, baby.
They did extend the $7,500 credit, and also I believe they issued a credit for used electric cars as well, $3,000 or $4,000 on that one. Just a couple more. We're going to bounce around here. If you would, cut number 22, the Dems are united.
throughout these last few days, every senator I said, please don't offer this amendment. Don't vote on this because it could pull apart the bill, even though you might need it. Just about every single person cooperated.
Just about. That is pretty amazing. Let's do one more. Cut 23, please.
The Senate has now passed the most significant bill to fight the climate crisis ever. And it's going to make a difference to my grandkids.
844-967-2789. Let's get some callers in before the top of the hour. Jack from the Mac, you are up. Welcome, sir. What do you got for us?
Well, just quickly, you have an ad on that basically says when Republicans, when the Democrats are in power, the Republicans basically stall and fight everything. And that is exactly what's happening in Washington. And that's why we need to get a couple of more senators, and that's why we can never, ever let McConnell get become potentate of the Senate again. His statement in May of 2021, it said 100% of the Republican focus is on blocking everything the Biden administration does, has been absolutely true. You know, I only wish that the other half of your ad, which says, and you think that their Republicans are going to get reelected with this kind of an approach, unfortunately, they do. And that's what I find incredibly frustrating. I can't believe people do it, but they vote for Republicans.
Jack, they get boonswoggled, I believe I said. Want to sneak one more in here. Appreciate your call, Jack. Jeannie from Eau Claire. Welcome, Jeannie. What's your thought?
Hey, Jeannie.
Oh, I'll tell you something. Watch out for Michaels because he's in there for the money. You know, Foxconn, making money off Foxconn, making money off of dirty pipelines. So, folks, you want some more of what you got, and even worse, you vote for Michaels and then stick it in your ear. You guys have a great evening, and thank you for the work you do. You're doing an outstanding job. Bye.
Bye, Jeannie. Thank you for listening.
You are an outstanding person because you listen. And I would encourage you to vote tomorrow in the partisan primary. There are some races that matter. And here's one to leave you with. Secretary of State. I'm going to encourage all my Democratic friends, and this is the only endorsement I'm offering, Doug LaFollette. If you vote against Doug LaFollette, you're not a real American. That's all.
Come on.
You're going to blow it. I mean, Doug LaFollette won when Scott Walker won. And the only way the Secretary of State's office matters is if Amy Loudenbeck wins that race. And if the blue-on-blue violence, this candidate that Sachin showed up with, more enthusiastic than the candidate herself, to name her as a candidate, let me tell you, who's going to beat Doug LaFollette? Nobody's going to beat Doug LaFollette because you're all going to vote for Doug LaFollette. Unless you're voting for Adam Steen on the Republican side.
Then you can't.
Thanks for listening. We'll do it again on Election Day. Please tune in.
It's a complete lack of respect for the law.
I was busy doing work. I serve in the Senate.